Hi, I fucking hate doing these intros so much. Hi, welcome to TV Casualty, the podcast about TV shows I've never seen. I'm your host, Micah Brucey, and today we are here with our guest, comedian, writer, woman. Three facts. Your friend and mine, Julia Claire.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Oh, man. I did not know where to go with that intro.
I realized just now that you just, like, never thought about who I am as a person. No,
I just go, no, that's just my friend Julia, where I, like, don't. It's one of those things where it's like.
To you, I have no gender.
To me, you are flannel the person. You're like an asexual, amorphous blob from New England.
Oh my god, yes!
Where you just like come in and it's like a walking J. Crew catalog. Ugh. Goes up and then does like medium energy comedy and then leaves.
Oh my god. A more perfect description has never been uttered of me.
You just kind of waltz in and you go, here's my things, and this is as loud as I'm going to get, and this is as excited as I'm going to be about anything, and thank you, good night, please don't think of my body. And then you like leave somewhere.
Absolutely. And you know what? I'm truly honored that you think I'm medium energy. Because I am very low energy.
Yeah, I feel like one time you've been like, hello. or something on stage.
The last time I did a set at I think it was like UCB East or something like that, I started off really, I just blew everything the first 20 seconds I was on stage, and I was like, I was just like, keep it going for your home.
Yeah, and then you're like, I'm not going to match that energy.
I literally said that. I was just like, well, that's all the energy I have from the rest of my set. I'm going to come back down here now.
And then everyone was like, ha ha, and then you're like, no, this is a reel. This is real. That's the worst is when I start a set screaming, and I'm like, well, no, I'm going to scream the whole time. Because these jokes aren't going to... It's not the jokes that are making people laugh. It's all personality here.
All I want to do is yell my punchlines.
Oh, it!
I can't do it.
Is so freeing when you realize punchlines don't have to be funny as long as they're loud. It's crazy how much I don't have to write a joke anymore. At the end, you're just like, and fuck! And everyone's like, hooch, hooch, we love Mike.
That is a really great synopsis of every set I've ever seen you do.
Yeah. So, oh, God. Great. Every time I'm like, and this is the joke, and I'm angry! Yeah. And then everyone's just like, all right.
And then you're carried out by the audience members.
Oh, man. I have done nothing but eat a huge pile of shit for the past 2 weeks every time I get on stage other than tonight.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, I've just been eating it.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, so bad. More than one time, yesterday I literally was like, this is not a joke, and it sounds like I'm paid to be a motivational speaker so teens don't kill themselves. Like, my joke was just so dark and, like, going nowhere, and I was like, oh, I just feel like I sound like I'm trying to fill time in a high school auditorium. So I'm just like, kids, you know, suicide, you're going to think about it. Listen, you're going to think about killing yourself, but don't do it because your parents will be sad.
I mean.
Like, no reason. Like, you should stay alive. It's like, your mom's going to cry. And that's mean.
Yeah, I feel like I haven't written a good, like, a joke that I'm excited about in maybe, like, 3 or 4 weeks.
Oh, God. Here's the thing I've realized recently. Comedy, the thing we've given our lives to, is bad.
Oh?
It's not good or fun, and I have nothing else left. This is my last stop, and if I don't do well at this, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Oh, my God. This just came so dark.
This is a... podcast
slash
about
cry for help.
Television shows that is very rarely about the television shows it's supposed to be about. Oh man, I came into this episode with the wrong energy. I will blame myself for this, but also, it is your fault.
100%. Absolutely.
All right. As long as you'll take the blame.
I mean, I will always take the blame. You know this about me. You know, you know that like every time you're just like, you're garbage. I'm like, absolutely. Yeah, yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
You're like, that's how I say hi. Yeah. I go, hi, you're a piece of shit. I have to stop saying hello to people by shoving my middle finger into their face.
I was just going to say that that is how you and I greet each other most of the time.
Yeah. I think that it's fine.
I think it's like, you know, it's like intimacy building.
Yeah, I do it to people that I'm comfortable with.
Exactly.
I don't do it to like someone I don't know.
You would never like rib somebody you didn't know that well. I mean, I wouldn't. You might.
Yeah, I feel like sometimes I might. But also, I feel like sometimes people don't like me.
No, they're like, I had such a bad experience with that one time where I like overstepped my bounds with like ribbing somebody and I had like just met them.
Yeah. Oh,
and they said something to me in front of everybody.
Oh no.
And yeah, I was back in Boston when I just started stand up. I was like 2 months in.
Oh yeah.
And it was like a feature who had come in from out of town.
Yeah.
And somebody whose comedy I really liked and I really wanted them to like me. And it was so embarrassing.
So you were
and
like,
I will never forget it. Oh, and I will never be that like overly familiar with someone again.
I remember there was like a comedian wiffle ball game. Ooh. Here last summer, and I was at bat, and some guy I didn't really know, because I was like loud and like fucking with people, but I was fucking with my friends mm-hmm. and like talking like a lot of shit, because I think it's funny.
It's funny.
Like, we're playing wiffle ball, who fucking cares? Mm-hmm. And the dude pitching, who I didn't really know, started making fun of my haircut, and I just put the bat down. I was like, we are not friends like that. You cannot talk to me that way. And I was like, oh, you can stand up for yourself.
Also, you really do have a thing about your hair.
I really think it's one of the only good things about me. And if someone makes fun of it, I'm like, come on, I have so few things I like.
I feel that way about my hair as well.
Yeah, which we all know. We came here to roast your hair.
Thank you so
much. Yeah, you fucking long hair haven't. I got nothing. I don't know. I'm not good at roasting.
Nailed it.
God.
I said that I want to roast battle all the other Julias in comedy here, because I've never been around so many fucking Julias in my life, and I need to be the only one.
This is the first time I've ever had friends named Julia. And now I have too many.
Yeah, so do I.
They have to go. You all have to go. Here's the thing. Everyone should
quit
comedy,
yes,
except for me,
yes,
and then I'm number one.
100%.
And then I'm the best comedian, even if I suck, which I don't. I'm the greatest comedian that's ever lived. The only two comedians that have never bombed are me and Sinbad. Everything I said about bombing earlier in this podcast is wrong. And it's great. Okay, so no, we are here to talk about television.
Yes.
Specifically, the TV show House of Cards.
Yes.
Which Julia loves.
I fucking love House of Cards.
And I just watched the first episode, and who, buddy, did I hate it? I hated it so much.
Wait, time out. Before we go into that, do you know from watching this, like, could you see every step of the way why I love it so much?
This show seemed like, there was no one it was made for more than you, and no one made for less than I. It was like made in a lab for me to dislike it, where it's like people,
so
it's not funny at all.
No, people, it's not a comedy.
No, okay, but this is what I like. I like comedies.
Have you seen Veep?
Literally, one of my notes is, why isn't this Veep? I wanted it to be Veep so bad, and
I love Veep.
And it wasn't.
Yeah.
It was, it's not funny. Everyone is just mean, and there's no redeeming qualities, and then half of it is boring legalese.
I mean, once you're just describing my personality.
Yeah. Where it's literally like, half of it is just like talking about different positions in the government that I do not care about.
I love it so much. I'm also, like, getting horny right now.
You're like, yes, majority whip.
Yeah, I know. No,
I would love to be majority whipped.
No, when he says, honestly, like, when he's at the beginning, when he said, because I rewatched it, I haven't watched it in a few years, the first episode, and since it came out, and when he says, at the very beginning, when he says, welcome to Washington. Oh, I just like get so hard.
Yeah. Okay. So I do this at the beginning of everyone. So I want, this is the first question I like to ask. It came out February 1st, 2013.
Right.
Did you watch it from the beginning when it came out?
Yes.
Yes. What was, give me a little snapshot of what your life is like at this point.
When it comes out.
February 1st, 2013.
Okay.
You don't have to give me the exact date, but I would love it if you did have detailed records of that date, of this thing I didn't ask you to do.
I was a senior in college.
Ooh, I've heard of college.
Hell yeah.
Did I go? You'll have to find
who's,
out.
Who's to say?
Who's to say? I've been inside of a college. Mostly the dining hall, but
right.
That's part of college.
I was a senior in college. I was aggressively avoiding doing my work.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just wanted to finish. And I had, I was a history major, so I had a shit ton of reading and papers to do. And yeah. I
watched House of Cards instead.
But also, yeah, I really, from the beginning, I had just gotten back from studying abroad in England.
Of another place I've heard of mm-hmm. and never been.
Yep.
Two places I have heard of and never been, college and England.
So I was like missing England, and this show, genuinely, I was like, I fucking love being an American.
That
show and Veep make me feel very patriotic.
Veep is literally half an hour of people calling each other cunts.
That again,
in White House.
I see no problem with that.
It's so sick.
It's so great.
I want real life to be like Veep and not like House of Cards. But I know that life is like House of Cards.
Well, okay. So on Veep, you know, Jonah, like.
Yeah.
I've dated like 3 guys that are like Jonah. God. Like, of course I have.
I feel like your taste in men
is bad.
Is so insanely bad where you're just like, this guy. I don't know too many men that you've dated. Uh-huh. I feel like as long as he has a suit jacket and an opinion on Newt Gingrich, good or bad, you'll think about fucking him.
No. Okay.
Okay.
Like, I would say there was a time and a place where...
Yeah, any young Republicans?
No.
Yeah. Are you... Okay. Because I know you're like, you're a Democrat.
Yes.
I don't know why I said that. Like, it's a bad thing.
You know, we could have like a James Carville situation with his wife where she's a Republican.
Yeah.
And he's a Democrat. But I can't do that. I also, honestly, like there was one time when I went on a date with a dude and he told me he does not vote.
Yeah.
And I have never felt my vagina close faster in my life. I was just like, oh, never. I will never have sex with someone who doesn't vote.
You gotta go.
But also, no, I have very...
Do you give them like little I fucked stickers after
yes,
you guys
absolutely.
Give them a little sticker for their jacket.
But no, I would say that like that was like a Jonah type, like an insufferable nightmare political person was very much like around that time, like when I was like finishing high school, college and after that. But like since then, you know, I'm just... My taste has really somehow gotten worse, but in a different way.
Okay. So a different bad.
A different bad.
Yeah.
You know, just like men who like don't have sheets.
It's so easy to get a sheet.
Get a sheet.
Yeah. I'm not going to say for how long I've had 2 sets of sheets in my life. But I have 2 sets of sheets now. Maybe 3, depending.
Congratulations,
thank
man.
You so much. I mean, I don't use a top sheet either way because I find them constricting.
Okay. I've heard this before.
It's too much.
Not from you, but like from other people.
But I got 2 sets.
Good for you.
Fairly inexpensive.
Yeah.
They're white sheets, which is a bold move.
Mm-hmm.
But they're there.
But you, I mean, you do talk about the fact that you just come all the time. So you
okay.
really need.
But in my defense, I'm horny.
100%.
So... What are you going to do except come to fix it?
Absolutely.
The worst thing is to be a man who's horny and not coming. That is where you become
a serial killer.
Or a senator who is murdering dogs immediately on this show. He murders a dog.
He doesn't have any need for needless pain, you know? Needless suffering.
Ugh. That's
okay. Kevin Spacey. Can we talk about Kevin Spacey just a little bit?
Or yeah.
Do you have?
No, I know. I will. It's loose. Okay. Let's just fucking talk about whatever you want.
So Kevin Spacey, I love, but he is such a ham and he is like, his like he clearly loves this show and he like loves his character.
You can tell from the beginning.
He just loves
it so
much.
He's so happy.
He's so happy to be doing this. And his accent is crazy.
His fucking foghorn leghorn ass southern accent, which somehow gets more intense when he's talking to the camera.
Yes, definitely. Probably because he's just like, he's not reacting to anybody but himself.
Yeah.
Oh, and the way that he pronounces WH sounds like, I'm the House Majority Whip.
Oh, God.
It's like, that's how you devour a whale.
Every time.
One bat at a time. Who fucking says shit like that?
It's like.
There are all these weird, like, dark, murderous Walt Whitman poems.
Yeah, like, innocuous horseshit that, like, is not needed to push anything along. And it's just like, what? Oh, it's. I can't. It was like.
Was it? It was just like too dark for you?
No, it's just like everything about it was like a perfect storm of things I don't like.
Oh my God.
Where it
this
was
is
like.
So great.
Yeah, because.
Again, it doesn't make sense that you and I are friends.
No, not at all. We shouldn't be. Because it was like. Yeah. The thing is that, like, of the shows that I've watched so far for this podcast that I haven't liked, they're not bad shows. I just don't like them.
Okay.
Because it's like not a, it is like obviously a very well written show. Mm-hmm. It looks great. I haven't had a problem with any of the actors. I'd hate every character on the show. No one seems to have a redeeming quality about them. There's no
Yeah,
fun.
Well, that's actually kind of the, yeah, there are no like, there are no people who are immediately like everybody is fucked.
Everyone is so bad and
who,
I hate
okay,
them all.
Okay, who is of this kind of like crew of people you hate?
Yeah.
Who is your favorite of your least favorite? Who is
the girl who works at the newspaper?
Zoe Barnes.
Zoe. Yeah, yeah, I think I wrote her name down.
Yeah.
I think out of everyone.
And you know she's young and scrappy because she wears a hoodie.
Of course. And is it camo? It might have been. But yeah. So out of everyone, she seems the only like really funny part. I don't know why I keep making, but like funny is what I like. So it's like there was the scene where we're just going to jump all over. There's the scene where after the symphony, she leaves. And then she's like with a guy in the car and he's like, oh, can I come up? And she's like, if I wanted to fuck you, you would know. And I'm like,
I was going
to
bring that up.
And I'm
yeah.
like, yeah, that's my kind of woman.
Yeah,
I like
absolutely.
This.
Oh, I was actually going to ask you about that. Is that something that you, if you like, are you very obvious when you want to have sex with a woman?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a lot of things. There's a lot of factors in that where. Yes, but also I tried very hard to not overstep any lines mm-hmm. where it's almost like, I think it's like a thing where it's like, now I am like meeting a lot of women, just they like, women will have like seen me do comedy.
Yeah, yeah.
Or like seen horrible shit I post on the internet.
100%.
Where it's like always talking about being horny or cum, which I really would like to stop doing. And it is impossible. I can't write or think about anything that's not that. So it's like now it's people are like, oh, it's Mike's the horny guy. It's funny. So then women will be like, oh, it's the horny guy. So I try not to be like, where it's a thing where it's like, I kind of let that be known. But then I really have to like wait for a woman to be like, it's okay. Everything is okay. And I have to like, I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Because I'd like, the last thing I want to be is like the guy who's just trying to kiss everyone he knows. And then everyone is like, no, thank you. So I wait for a woman to basically like grab my penis and be like, let's rock and roll, baby. And then I go, all right. And then I fucking.
I feel the same, but also like in an opposite way because I put out such an aggressively non-sexual energy.
Yes.
Really, you know, I try to just be a pile of sweaters up there.
Yeah.
And I think I do a great job. So I really, anytime a dude who I like gives me like a go ahead like that, I'm just like, okay.
Yeah. Where there's been so many times where I've been like found out later that like a woman was like, I was waiting for you to make the first move. And I'm like, I can't. I can't just be going around, like, walking through bars, like, honking women on the boob or something. I don't know what you do. Like, I know what you do. I don't want to talk like I've never had sex. I've had it 3 times. but it's the thing where, like, it's, like, friends or, like acquaintances have been, like, oh, like, this one night.
Well,
I thought we were
friends,
gonna,
it's...
Yeah. That's the whole thing where it's, like, I don't want to step over the wrong, like, the line where I'm, like...
Like we have like a very incestuous
group
of friends.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think anytime where you've like, especially when you've known somebody for a while, you're just like that's happened to me a few times with people who like we're friends with. I'm just like, I've known them for so long, but like I feel like we have this weird vibe right now.
Yeah.
And then
where before when you're talking about stepping lines with comedians, you talk about joking with them. I have a thing where as soon as I met with male comedians, I am like, why am I? I'll just like, if you're in the middle, I'm like, why am I rubbing this guy's shoulders? Like immediately be just like rubbing a man's shoulders. And they're like, no, it's a bit. But I'm like,
I mean,
yeah, it's a bit.
These are truly some of the most like intimate friendships I've ever had with men and women who are like comedians. And yeah, I call all my guy friends, I call them baby boy, sweet baby boy, give a little kiss on the forehead.
I'm always kissing people and hugging people. And I'm just like, I just want someone to be like, that's not cool. If they want me to stop. I mean, I don't want someone to think what I'm doing is not cool, but I'm just like immediately like, I just have this thing where I'm just like, I've met you 3 times. You're my best friend now. I'm like, I hate
Well, there
the
is
the
like
dance.
A shorthand with all of us, I think.
Yeah. I just hate the dance of like, are we friends? Are we not? I'm like, I'm just going to grab your penis and rub your shoulders. And then if you're a woman, I'll politely wave at you from across the room.
That's our dynamic.
Yeah. I like to tip my hat at Julia. And if I don't have one, I go to the store and buy one. And then I come back and I tip it. And then I go back and return it. So I'm not going to fucking keep the hat. Oh, but yeah, this show,
I love it.
Stinks. It's not even that it stinks. It's just like, it's also the problem with having to watch. I guess it's not so much that this is a pilot because it was like one of the first like big Netflix shows.
Yeah.
So it was the thing where it was like, it was just dropped and it was like, this is the show. So it's not like they didn't have to worry about like coming back to it next week. So they didn't have to be like, this is Frank.
I mean, this was the first Netflix show, really. It was just like, I mean, yeah, this was 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And so this was like before Orange is the New Black.
Yeah.
And like all the programming they have now, pretty much.
And this was the thing where everyone was like, oh, Netflix can make good shit.
Yes.
And which is
and
now like
money.
The only place that
exactly
makes like new or interesting. I don't know. That's not true. I don't know anything about television. And I'd like to make broad statements.
I can't believe that I didn't realize that you were going to hate this.
Oh, man. I can't either.
I think that's how blinded by my own love of it that I am. I'm just like, oh, there's no way anybody could hate this.
Yeah. And then immediately I'm like, this fucking asshole.
And then, you know, that makes so much more sense when, like, people don't like me.
Yeah. Oh, I completely understand why people don't like you.
Yeah, absolutely. Me too.
I don't.
I'm very in tune
with
why people would not like me.
That's the thing where it's like, I say that about myself all the time, and then it's like, well, you sure do seem to have a lot of friends for someone who thinks they're very unlikable.
Absolutely.
Yeah, which is just a different problem. This show has been less about television and more about if I should or should not go to therapy than I would like to admit. Oh, man.
Isn't everybody just sending you...
I have been
therapist numbers.
I have gotten multiple emails about free and cheap therapy in New York City, and it's always nice, and it always hurts my feelings, which is great. I'm doing super well.
People care about you.
Yeah, people care about me. If they would, they'd get the fuck off my back. Let me drown. I don't know what that means.
Whoa.
I have some notes I like to go through. The girl, I kept thinking it was the Washington Post, but it's not. It's the Washington Herald, mm-hmm. which does that exist or is that a fake newspaper?
Okay. Fake newspaper.
So it's the Washington Post. So I just wrote, girl at WAPO isn't Amanda Peet, but should be. So she should be Amanda Peet.
It's Rooney Mara's sister.
Ooh.
Kate Mara.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
She's girl with dragon tattoo?
She sure is.
All right.
Tattoo.
She's girl with dragon tattoo. Okay. I like her. One of my notes literally just said, everything is about stuff I don't understand. Because they were just really...
Oh, it's so
there was
good.
Like a real long scene of with two men who I didn't know only talking about zoning laws. And I'm like, this doesn't matter.
I'm a human zoning law.
Oh,
I
my
love
God.
It.
That and the scene where the wife is like going over what they're doing at her charity. It's like her and the whoever
office
that
manager.
The office manager. Yeah. Thank you so much. I was going to say other woman, which is worse. But there was just, it was such a long scene that they were.
I like just watched it. No, it was not.
It was 20 to 30 seconds, which is so long for them to be talking about things I do not know or understand or care about. Cause it was just like, we got to do this. And then there's like, okay, and then that scene built to nothing other than her saying that they had to cut half of the people at the charity who you've never seen and do not care about.
That's why they're easier to kill, because you've never seen them.
I want to look into their eyes while I kill them. This is...
Wait, so do you watch dramas?
Very rarely.
Okay.
Or never. Only for this show.
Okay. Oh, so has it been like all dramas so far?
No, I've done one sitcom so far, and then one that's like on the verge, like on the kind of on the cusp of comedy and not comedy. But then it's like one of the dramas I liked, and then all the other ones I've watched, I've been like, no.
Well, it's so funny because when you and I were talking about which show I would talk about, I think the first thing that we talked about was Homeland.
Oh, yeah, which I've never seen.
And I think you would also hate.
I feel like for some reason I would hate that even more.
It's like, I mean, because you have, not only do you have a lot of legalese and government stuff, but you have like foreign policy stuff.
Oh, brother.
But I love it so much. I love that Claire Danes has just a bunch of like nervous breakdowns set to jazz music.
Jazz makes me feel so anxious. It's crazy.
Like, are you fucking kidding me? I know what you listen to.
Yeah.
To quote relax. And it's like death metal.
Okay. It was not death metal. It was thrash metal. Which is quite different.
Yeah, so jazz makes you anxious.
Yeah.
But that's very relaxing for you. It's just...
Okay. Jazz makes me anxious because while heavy metal is loud and abrasive, it's usually locked in and like one tempo, and all the instruments are kind of doing
something terrible.
Okay, we're not going to talk terrible. You're the one who made me watch House of Cards. But they're kind of doing the same thing. Jazz, especially like free jazz and things where I'm like, trumpet
I'm
is in a different
contemporary
key.
Jazz.
Oh, it's all horseshit. I am anti-jazz and anti-House of Cards. House of Cards is the jazz of television.
If I had never seen House of Cards and you said House of Cards is the jazz of television, nothing would make me want to watch it more.
Yeah. Oh, God. When are you, this is going to come off mean.
I love it. Give it to me.
And it is.
Yes.
When are you going to quit comedy to pursue a life in politics or a life farther away from me?
Yeah, you and my dad ask me that every day.
Fun fact, I'm your dad.
This explains so much.
Yeah. Every day I go to Boston and I put on a cop suit and I pretend to be your father.
My dad does talk to me about this all the time, but like, I love politics, but I would never. God, it's like it's just such a slog. Like, you're working like like 12-hour days and you make no money. If I'm not going to make money, I'd rather do comedy.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Do you think you could maybe pull an Al Franken one day?
I'm going to, or you basically what everybody's asking me to do by quitting comedy and right now and going to politics, do a reverse Al Franken.
Do a reverse Al. No, I don't think you should quit comedy right now.
Okay.
I think you should have quit comedy 2 years ago.
So, like right when I started.
Then. Yeah, basically, cool. Right when you started. No, I don't think you should actually quit comedy because I think you'd be a horrible politician. Mm.
I am very much a corporate shill.
Yeah.
I have severe likability problems.
Yeah, as but here I okay, maybe I'm I think I'm
in the in the pocket of Big Flannel.
You're in the pocket of Big Flannel. You're the second L in LL Bean.
Yes.
But okay, here's my thing. I think that maybe because as a whole I dislike politics and politicians so much that this show I've never found a politician likable. I think
it's a ridiculous thing to expect your politicians to be likable.
Oh, absolutely. See, I agree. Thank you so much. Because
I think most of our politicians, even the ones who are like beloved by, you know, the base or whatever, are not likable.
No. Horrible people.
Yeah.
I think to want to be a politician and especially want to be president, you are a full psychopath who should be institutionalized.
Yes.
I think that you are
people talk this way about Obama as if he was immune to all this. I'm like,
no.
Oh, like he just kind of like accidentally became president.
Yeah. Like he just
he didn't
so
even really
like
want
he
it.
Charmingly...
He just was like kind of like he tried so hard and he got it.
Yeah. It's It's,
he really wanted to be president, and he became president.
And he was so the president.
He was absolutely he was the president for eight years.
He was the president for as long as you're legally allowed to be. He did it once and was like, another round.
I'm going to do it again. Yeah,
another round on my tab. Barack. But yeah, it's crazy. It's just like, that's the thing where it's like, that was kind of cool to like, this is painting politicians as like bad people who
are monsters that
the monsters that they are, which I think is cool because I find every politician, even very low level.
Well, I actually think going back to Veep, I think that like, I mean, this show is really like kind of hyperbole about how awful politicians are, but like Veep in a different way, like shows a very real side of Washington that's just like all deal making and the way that kind of a lot of the way I think a lot of people in Congress and the West Wing are behind closed doors. This is just the pilot of House of Cards. It gets, I mean, you're not going to watch it, obviously.
If I could go back and delete the memory of watching it after this episode finishes, I would pay money.
I love.
Big money.
I'm so glad I picked it now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because there was a few where it's like everyone I've talked to, a lot of people I like pick a few shows that I've seen already because everyone loves them. It's like, yeah, everyone loves 30 Rock.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
It's my favorite show of all time.
Yeah. It's amazing. And it's like so insanely rewatchable.
It never gets, and it stands up to rewatching because it's all jokes.
Yeah.
It's like a cartoon, basically.
Yeah. It's like you can watch a Bugs Bunny 20 times
exactly.
And it's always funny.
Yeah.
And the same thing with 30 Rock.
It's all jokes and there's always like a joke that you missed.
Yeah. Those are like my favorite shows where it's like 30 Rock is like that. The Simpsons are like that. Seinfeld is like that to an extent.
I think Parks and Rec is.
Yeah.
That's another show that I fucking love.
Yeah. That's the only show about government that I like because they're very. Because their thing is like, we got to build a park. And I'm like, I love parks. I get this. And I'm like, oh, good. Education reform. Shoot me in the head now.
They're one of the running things in parks is like how much they hate the library.
Yeah. Oh.
I've never in my life checked something out of the library.
Listen, has the word anti-intellectual been thrown around about me? For sure. Is anti-intellectual more than one word? Up to debate. We don't know. But yeah. So I'm like, this is great. And then House of Cards is, I cannot state too many times how much I dislike this show. I think everyone involved with it should have to pay me money that it exists. And I had to watch their stinky little show with the stupid little text messages that show up on the screen.
I love it.
I hate it. That's never looked good in anything.
It doesn't look good.
No.
It doesn't. But the acting is really good. I think the writing is great.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, Kevin Spacey is a little much, but I love him. And
Kevin
he's like,
Spacey is a lot.
He's a lot.
This is like...
That's why when do you know how he did the like masterclass on Kevin's? It's like Kevin Spacey teaches you acting.
I know the masterclass series, but yeah. I didn't know there was a Kevin Spacey.
Oh, there is. And,
have you watched?
No, but I saw like the trailer
like
$90 for it. Yeah. I don't have that money.
I watched the Steve Martin trailer for the comedy one.
I've watched that one so many times.
Yeah, with
Will Miles and
Tim
Platt
in it. And I'm just like, oh, those are guys whose phone numbers I have. Okay, cool. All right, see you later.
Yeah, but like, he's such a ham. Kevin Spacey is.
Yeah.
You know, I hate to shit on someone who's just like enthusiastic about their job, but.
I mean, I feel the same way about enthusiastic retail employees. Don't let me know how happy you are to be here.
But that's fake enthusiasm. Like.
No, there's some people that love.
That love retail?
Work there. I've worked a bunch of retail jobs where there's people who live and die for the company they're working for. And it's. Crazy.
That's
I'm like,
nuts.
Do you know how much I'm stealing? It's so much. Allegedly once, if you just say allegedly before a bad story, it can't be used in court.
Right.
Allegedly at my old job, one time I shoved a pair of sneakers down the front of my pants and I was walking out kind of hunched over and someone was like, "What's wrong?" And I was like, "I get it. Take a shit." And they're like, "Get the hell out of here." And I'm like, "All right, see you later." And then I just got a free pair of sneakers,
wow.
Which was pretty cool.
That is pretty sweet. I worked at CVS in high school.
Ooh.
And there was a kid who was like a grade above me who I knew who worked there too. And he was fired because he was he would just like literally fill a backpack every shift with stuff.
Oh, I love that so much.
So also... The way that the CVS where I worked, I think it's probably like that for all of them.
No, you had a rogue CVS with no rules.
I wish
rules.
I did. But they wouldn't even inventory the stuff until it was on the floor. So it's like the overstock room in the basement was basically just like, might as well have not even been there.
Yeah, a free for all.
I allegedly stole enough razor blades to last me all through college.
That's amazing. I am so shocked that you have stolen before.
Yes.
It's crazy.
I was a really rebellious little tween.
You're just 11 taking razors. So, but you lie. You're the only 11-year-old who lied into a job.
Yes.
You're like, I can't wait to work at CVS. I want to wear that polo.
No, my first job was at a nursing home, which
God.
Surprises no one.
The saddest place in the entire world. I had to sing Christmas carols at a nursing home with my Cub Scout troop, and I cried the entire time because the old people scared me.
Oh, they are really... Oh, my God. I was trying to write a bit about it because basically what they would have me do is call bingo, like the bingo game, because they said that I had a strong voice that could project.
That is true.
It is true, even though I'm usually down here, but I can...
You can get up there.
I can get up there. I would also paint the women, like, I would, like, paint their nails. I said paint the women.
Paint on these old women's faces.
I would paint their nails.
Their family would come, "Why is my mother painted like a tiger?"
I don't know. We hired this fucking 14-year-old. I was 14 when I worked there, and I would so the women there, I would paint their fingernails, and one of them was literally, like, most of them were fine, and a lot of them just like had like memory loss and shit, and they were just like happy to be alive.
Yeah.
And then one of them was fully conscious. And she was just like, "Let me die."
That would...
She would say that all the time. And I'd be like, "So, like, red or pink?"
That's like, my grandpa's in a nursing home now. And it's only because everyone of my mom's, every guy on my mom's side of the family is a giant. They're all 6'4" or taller and like big. And my grandpa, his legs don't work that well anymore.
Yeah.
So he can't, and there's a lot of stairs in my grandparents' house. And so he can't really walk up and down them. And my grandma is a tiny woman who can't carry her 200 and something pound husband up the stairs anymore. So he has to like go in this nursing home, but everything works except for his legs. And he's always just like, why can't I go home? And we're like, grandpa, you can't walk. He's like, I want another opinion. And I'm like, you still can't walk, Bill. You can't do it. You're too big to carry. No one can do it for you.
I can't walk. I want another opinion.
You can't. It's impossible. But he's just so, I just have to like wheel. And like when I go and visit home, I'll like help bring him back to the nursing home sometimes when he's visiting us and just being, and just like wheeling him into like this floor of old people that are just like so out of it. Like drooling.
I mean, that's the thing. It's like, if I am ever in a position like that, I'm just going to say no. Because it's like, I'd rather die at home than live in a nursing home. Even the really nice ones.
Yeah, and this one is, it's not, I don't know what a nice one looks like. That's the thing.
The one that I worked for as my first job was not good.
Yeah. This one, everyone seems to not be covered in shit.
Uh-huh.
And everyone I've met that worked there is very nice. Uh-huh. So I just assume it's a nice one.
Yeah.
That's it. If my grandpa's not covered in shit, I'm happy. But also, it might be a little funny if he is. That's not true. I hope no one in my family listens to this.
I am sure they won't.
Oh, they will. And they'll hate it. So there was a line. Also, the wife character, Frank's wife,
Claire,
100% horrible person
who
needs to be thrown in jail. I don't know if she's done anything illegal, probably, and I would love to convict her because she's a terrible person.
Yeah.
But she does there, like, after he finds out he, because he was up for a Secretary of State, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So he finds out he didn't get, like, elected to that. I know you don't get elected. He didn't get – I don't care. I don't care about politics.
Nominated.
He didn't get nominated for Secretary of State because you have to go through the whole process. And he was vetted, and he's very upset about it. Mm-hmm. But so he doesn't go home for a long time, for like 9 hours, doesn't answer texts. And then he comes home, and they get into an argument. And they are both just like two horrible people who only seem to be married to each other because they can help each other.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Thank you so much. I'm very intuitive.
Very astute.
Thank you so much. But so they get into an argument and he apologizes and she ends the argument by saying, my husband doesn't apologize.
Not
even to me. And I was just like, where can I find this woman? All I want is a woman. She won't let you apologize to her because I think I spend most of my time in all relationships, romantic or not, apologizing.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. And if someone was just like, I mean, most people have been like, you need to stop apologizing. You haven't done anything wrong. And I'm like, but I'm thinking bad stuff. Oh, yeah.
Anytime I walk into a room, my knee jerk instinct is just to be like, I'll show myself out.
Hi, every time I get on stage, I'm just like, I am so sorry for what I'm about to say. And you have to hear. And then I say it and people are like, you were right. You should be ashamed of yourself. And I go, yeah, you're right. I just need to know why are we supposed to watch this show? Like, why are we supposed to find them likable, or we're not supposed to?
You're not. I don't think you are.
But are you supposed to find them interesting?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, but it's like, actually, no, that's not. It's I was going to make a comparison to how, like, Walter White in Breaking Bad is like an anti-hero. Mm-hmm. And
another show I've never seen.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fuck. We should have. Oh, man.
I'm waiting to do that with someone else.
Oh, you can't say?
I mean, I'm not going to. I don't really. I have a little list of my phone of people.
Whatever. Okay.
Well, but yeah, another show I've never seen.
Incredible Pilot. You're going to like it, I think. Well, you don't like dramas, but.
I don't like dramas. Hey,
it's me? Really.
I don't do drama.
You are the opposite of TNT.
Yeah, maybe. Call me TBS because I'm there.
TBS is
very funny.
Very funny.
Serious.
Very funny.
Very funny. Yeah. Very funny, baby. Very baby. Funny, honey.
Honey.
Honey. I'm very funny. Anyway, I'm sorry to interrupt. I'm not very sorry.
No,
to
it's like you. I would say you find like little pieces of the character to root for, not Frank per se.
Yeah.
You do find yourself rooting for Frank sometimes, but like it's mostly just like little, like his chief of staff, Doug Stamper.
Okay.
You like, you know, as the show goes on, you see that he is like literally willing to do anything for Frank.
Yeah.
Cause he's his like right-hand man.
Yeah.
And there's something about that, like, extreme loyalty that yeah. you do want to see be rewarded.
Yeah, because you're like, you gotta just yeah. give him something.
Yeah.
There was just so many things in this pilot where I was like, it was every scene was just like, I hate this person. I hate these people. Why are these people
Well, you
here?
Will only, yeah, I mean.
Does anyone become, I'm never going to watch this show. And if you listen to this podcast and care about spoilers, you are a crazy person. We're literally talking about television okay. shows. Does anyone become even a little likable in this series?
Yes. Zoe.
Okay. I kind of liked her.
Can we do like full spoilers?
I will never watch this. Okay. And I do not care. So if you plan on watching House of Cards, first of all, go see a shrink immediately. You are fucked in the head and you have a problem. We all know Julia is
yes.
very sick little girl.
Yes, thank you so much.
And so, yeah, if you care about spoilers, fast forward until we're done talking.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Have a nice life.
Yeah. So full spoilers are fine. I'll never watch this show. I might cancel my best friend's mom's Netflix account that I use for her.
Frank and Zoe start fucking.
I knew it.
And
of course. Of course they do.
Have like a little tryst.
Oh yeah.
And then Zoe knows too much.
Mm-hmm. About his little pecker.
I think it's first episode of season 2.
Yeah.
Like
they fuck.
They fuck in
season 1.
First episode of season 2, he pushes her in front of a train and kills her.
Is that real?
Yes.
Is that fucking Are you fucking with me?
I'm not fucking with you.
This show, whoever created it, I almost said invented it. Whoever created it.
Bo Will Million.
A fake name for a man who has killed before and will kill again. Will Million?
A British man.
I hate this man. I hate him. He's only brought pain and misery
yes.
to my life.
Well, that's the thing.
Else.
It gets like more and more, like the stakes just keep raising. It's like, but Breaking Bad is like that too.
Yeah.
Breaking Bad is crazy like that. It's like,
yeah.
You get to the later seasons of Breaking Bad, even though I really think Breaking Bad is like one of the greatest shows
yeah.
of all time. You're just like, this is, it's like a cartoon in
I
a
mean,
different way.
That's what
yeah.
every television show has to be, though,
but
after
that's,
a while.
Well, House of Cards is definitely like that,
but
they like really
so
ratchet
quickly.
It up. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Well,
he murders
I mean,
her second season.
The first scene of the whole fucking show is him killing a dog.
Yeah.
To put it out of its misery. But.
Yeah, but also because he likes murdering dogs, probably. This guy knows how to kill a dog too well. He does it so quickly and efficiently.
And
because he gets hit by a car. We should say that.
Yeah.
Pardon me. He's not just like murdering dogs.
The dog got hit by a car. It's the first scene.
Yeah.
And Frank basically, it's like, it's whimpering.
Yeah.
And it's clearly like gonna die anyway. So Frank like snaps its neck.
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah. This is fucked. This whole show is fucked. I hate
it. It's so good. And honestly, I really love it so much. And
a true villain.
I am.
No,
a true
yeah.
villain.
No, you are, but yes. I wasn't talking about you there. But yes, I
Frank
agree.
Is like, I would say Frank and Claire are both, you know, in the beginning, you just see them as like a real unit.
Yeah.
And then they like, as the seasons go on, they really like develop and like you really see their individual characteristics and like.
Okay.
Claire tries to leave Frank at one point.
All
it's, a,
right.
it's a big thing.
Wow. That's, I mean, Okay, because season 5 is coming out soon?
Yeah.
How can you make so many more seasons after Train Murder? It starts with Dog Murder, and then Train Murder, and then season 3 starts with a Blimp Murder, and then season 4.
They've killed off a number of people on the show.
If the show doesn't end with a suicide, there's no reason it should have existed. If you don't see Frank's brains inside the Oval Office on the wall, I will revolt. I will never watch another episode, but I will be so mad.
There's like, there's a threesome in one of the episodes, and God, it's Claire and one of Frank's male Secret Service agents.
Of course. Is it the big guy who just has to stand there and watch Frank eat barbecue at 7:30 in the morning? A crazy thing to do anyway. Breakfast ribs. It's like, we get it. You're from the South.
Yeah, I went to school in Baltimore. That really doesn't... I don't bat an eyelash about that.
Is that... Oh, God.
I hate breakfast ribs.
Breakfast ribs. Ribs are a heavy thing to eat for dinner.
Any time of the day. I think even when I was eating meat, I don't think I ever...
Never eaten a rib in my entire life.
Had ribs.
I've maybe had boneless... Like spare ribs from the Chinese restaurant.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Maybe. I've never eaten a meat off the bone. Always freaked me out.
Yeah.
Never liked it. It like took me a long time to eat a chicken wing.
Huh.
And then when I did, I was like, I'm all right. I'm fine with this. It was gross. Oh, man. I hate this trend in television where everyone is unlikable. It's always an anti-hero.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be rooting for this person. It's like, I don't like them. They're doing bad, and I want them to be caught. There's a guy who gets is it another senator who gets caught drunk driving in this episode?
And Peter Russo.
He's drunk driving with a prostitute.
Hell yeah.
After you watch him fuck and come. Earlier in the episode.
You sure do. That's a serious sex scene, by the way. He's doing work.
He's giving it good. He's giving it good there. It's oh man, it's fuck.
They kill him too, by the way.
Of course they do.
They stage a suicide.
Mm-hmm. Now I like. Now me likey. No, I still don't like. I just hate it because they're just like, oh, yeah, this guy, he drunk drove with a prostitute in the car, got caught, and then they're just like, no, we're good. You're out. Get out of here. You're just having fun. You're just one of those boys in Washington having fun.
That's the thing. That's, like, supposed to set up the grand, like, manipulation, and it's an in for how Frank can, like, because Frank finds out about that.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I can use this to my advantage. He can, like, control Peter Russo by, hiding the fact that he's a scumbag.
Yeah. While he's, like, fucking, like, his girlfriend, it seems, is one of his staffers.
Yeah.
Just, like, a woman who's, like, working for him.
You know what? That would have been, people are like, why didn't you get into, because that would have been my life. I just would have been
fucking old senators.
Yes. Oh, God, it would have been incredible.
So now you're just fucking young scumbags instead.
Absolutely.
What a different life. Hey, at least these people can, like, get you into a baseball game for free or something. You're, like, not scared to drink out of the cups in their home. If they even have cups.
They don't.
No.
They don't have sheets or cups.
We have so many cups in my house. It's crazy. We have too many cups.
You do. You have a lot of cups.
We have too many cups in my house. You know what? I'm calling a house meeting right now. Guys, boys, we got too many cups.
Kyle, Will.
We got too many cups in the home. I mean, I just keep buying them. I found some on the street and brought them home. Mm.
Looney Tunes ones?
The Looney Tunes ones. They're shaped, who is it? It's Wile E. Coyote because the nose is so long. And the Tasmanian Devil.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, what are you going to find? Some street mugs shaped like some cartoon rascals and not bring them home? You gotta. Did I wash them? Yes, once. And then I let them be. And I didn't tell anyone where I got them. Let's see. Let's see if I have any other fun. Oh, God. The fucking... When Zoe has to meet up with Frank at the museum to get the... original, with the education reform that they like was originally proposed and shot down. The fucking heavy-handed symbolism of the painting they're sitting in front of made me want to scream.
Yeah.
It's like, there's two of us. And I can't do a Southern accent. They all sound bad. But he's like, there's two of us here in the boat working together. And I'm just like, Frank, pick any other painting, please. It was so, it was just like, here we are working together. And it's like, we get it. Y'all are a team now.
Yeah, I do hate heavy-handed symbolism.
Where it's like, you maybe if you just like had the painting in there as like a little wink.
Yeah, it's like, and don't acknowledge it then.
Yeah.
Either have it there and don't acknowledge it, or make an analogy and don't have the painting there at all.
Yeah, have them at a dock. Meet at a dock and just be like, talk about the boats.
Yeah.
Tell us a little story about going on a boat with your dad.
Yeah.
Make it up. Also, did they go to politician church?
Yes.
It's.
Which is, I mean, again, a combination of my two favorite things.
Your love of church is wild. Let's break it. Wait,
let's get Father Leroy on the line.
Do you currently believe in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ?
Me?
Yes. Is it like, do you not know?
I don't know.
Are you having a crisis of faith currently?
I don't know. I was super Christian for like a long time.
Okay.
I think I've told you about this.
Yeah, but we've never gone like deep into it.
No. I was very Christian for a long time.
Yeah.
Which
is why I'm shocked you've literally ever had sex for multiple reasons.
Thank you so much. Upwards of three or four times. Thank you.
Hey, that beats my record of definitely three.
Yeah, I was very churchy okay, I was a lector at church. I was raised Catholic.
Yeah.
And I was, as a teenager, I was a lector at church. I would read from the Bible.
Oh, yeah.
But this sounds insane now, but like I know now that I was doing it mostly because I knew I was a good public speaker and I wanted to like show off in front of my congregation.
Yeah.
And I was just like,
she knows all of
these.
Here
are my gifts from the Lord on display. Thank you so much.
This is a letter from Paul to the Ephesians. And I'm like, she said it right. She said it correct.
Oh, yeah. My pronunciation was unbelievable.
There is.
I was asked to, this is even worse. I am a character from House of Cards because I have no redeeming qualities.
You do, no, you.
No,
no,
don't even. I don't.
You're here. You showed up.
No, I was asked to, at my grandmother's funeral, I was asked to read, I think, something from First Corinthians or something like that. And
the best Corinthians.
Let me tell you, I knocked it out of the park. And I got so many compliments after the service from family, friends, people I did not know. I was just like, wow, you know, the gifts of the Lord are bountiful today.
You truly are one of the worst people I've ever met in my entire life.
I wear it on my sleeve.
Yeah. I mean, I was at a funeral recently, a Catholic funeral, and it's crazy to me that they read – every funeral I've been to, I realize they read from the same excerpt from Revelations, which is the book about the world ending.
Revelation is the craziest book in the Bible.
The sickest book. It's all about fire and dying.
Yeah, it's like literally like the earth is going to open up and we're going to be swallowed inside it. It's very weird.
I did a fake. It was a real thing, but it was like I ran a show once, a one-off show where I hosted a bunch of game shows.
Oh yeah,
which was really fun. And one of the games, it was like a this or that type game. And one of them was heavy metal lyrics or Bible verse, and it was only stuff from Revelations.
Well, there's so much. I feel like there's a ton of like crossover between heavy metal and.
Absolutely. Of like religious imagery.
Yeah.
In general,
and like iconography.
Sure.
I just remember watching like Ozzy Osbourne, like the Osbournes.
Yeah.
Their house is fucking filled with crosses and Catholic stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. I was at this funeral recently at a church that I hadn't been to before, and it was like a, like the church I went to looked very modern.
So was mine. Yeah. Mine literally looked like a spaceship.
Ours was like very like.
We didn't have pews. We had seats.
Oh no, we had pews, but it was like very sleek, and everything was like white and cream,
okay,
colored and like wood. And it was like, this one was like a lot of gold and like huge paintings and like I'd never been to it.
High church.
Yeah, so. like super crazy tall church. And it was like, ours was like, it was like very modern, where it looked like it almost could have been like, if you didn't look at the outside, you're like, this could just be like an office building.
Yeah.
But so this one, and it was like brutal depictions of all of the signs of the cross in there. And I was like, this is the scariest religion by far.
Yeah. It's like Catholicism is the only Christian denomination that like, in every single Catholic church you go to, it's like a huge display of like Jesus hanging on the cross.
Yeah. And yeah, I realized recently, like,
just looking ripped.
Oh, so, oh God. Jesus is so fuckable. It's crazy. I realized if you like just be in that church, like if I, if you don't know this, listeners, I have a lot of tattoos and they are mostly dumb. But if you like, if I didn't get any tattoos and I only was covered in tattoos of like religious like imagery, I would be the scariest looking man in the entire world. Like there's dudes that have like full Jesus on the cross, like as their entire back.
It's,
and I'm just
very
like,
violent.
Yeah, it's so violent.
That's why, I mean, I've never seen Passion of the Christ, but everyone says that it's like
brutal. Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. I got out of religion pretty early just because I was just like, no, thank you. And my mom was just like, all right, fine. So, but it's like so weird where I don't even know how we got on this.
I don't either.
I don't know.
Because they went to politician church.
Politician church and you loved it.
I loved it so much.
Yeah.
That is my dream, to be in a church full of politicians.
Yeah, and they're talking about like getting reelected and
stuff.
Yeah,
and
like
also
that.
Yeah, the sermon is like wrapped in politics. Ugh, give it to me.
No. Yeah. Oh, that's like it. If I could dream of a place I'd want to be less, it would involve spikes, I think. Like I can't think of anywhere I want to be less than politician church. Like slimy men in suits trying to like visibly give the most money to the collection plate.
That's very clearly, I mean, that's how you know that it's politician church, because like I feel like regular Catholic masses, like nobody really dresses up anymore.
No. So, where it's like me, I'll throw on a polo shirt.
Yeah.
Or something where it's not like full suit.
Yeah.
If there's a church full of white people in full suits, it's a funeral.
Yeah.
Or politician church.
Or a Church of Scientology meeting.
Oh, I mean, if Scientology is
David Miscavige is so small.
He is so little, and his wife is so missing.
She's Shelley Miscavige, where are you?
I want to find her so bad, but if I do, but you can't, it's really hard to find a dead person.
David Miscavige could literally hide anywhere. He is so small.
He's so tiny. Is he in the room?
Tom Cruise is taller than him.
That's nuts.
He's like, David Miscavige is like fucking 5'1".
No.
Yeah, he's tiny.
I'm going to date David Miscavige. I don't have a thing for short people. I've never had a date. I would love to one day.
So you don't date short women?
I don't have like a height preference. Okay. I don't care.
I don't either, really.
I feel like...
Which I feel like is something that most people would expect me to have. Like,
yes,
a strong height
because
I'm so tall.
You are a taller woman.
I'm an Amazonian
princess. I don't want to give you that much. I would say taller woman.
I'm a real freak of nature.
Yeah. A real redwood of a woman to climb.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Yes.
I would describe myself the same way.
Yeah. Old and hollow.
That's what I say. I say I'm a real wooden desk of a woman.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't have like a... I have like friends who like only date like tiny women, like short blonde women.
Short dudes?
No, like my one friend who does it is like 6'2", 6'3".
Yeah, fuck him forever. Yeah. Because I know so many, every super tall dude I know pretty exclusively dates very short women. Yeah. And I'm talking about like 6'6", 6'7", dating somebody who's like 5'3".
Yeah.
Like,
that's too much.
What are you trying to go for, like a parent child situation in your sex life?
Which I, yes, I am. But it's never a height thing and it's always a power thing. That's a different podcast. But yeah, I have never had, like, I don't care.
I don't really care. I don't think I could date someone who is like significantly shorter than me.
Yeah.
I am so defeminized just by my own doing.
Yeah.
So much of the time. I can't, it just like, it does make me feel less feminine.
Yeah.
To be like I'm 5'11". If like a dude were like 5'6", I can't.
Yeah.
What do I know?
I think I'm desensitized to it early because my mom's taller than my dad.
Okay.
So from the jump, I was just like, there's no rules. There's no rules. And I've dated women that are.
I think if I had a tall son, like if I had a very tall son.
If I had a tall son, he would never hear the end of it.
I would literally just be like, don't you fucking dare bring a short woman to this house.
And just scar him.
Yeah.
And then he like meets a lovely woman who's like 5'3".
Who's a little person.
Who's like a little person. And he's so scared to bring them home.
Because and then I write him out of my will.
Because his witch of a mother won't let him. I mean,
You are never going to be Secretary of State if you keep this up.
Being tall is like something I've wanted to be. I'm like still waiting for a growth spurt and I will be 29 soon. So it's never going to happen.
My dad is 6'4 and my mom is 5'8. Yeah. So I was like never, I didn't have a chance. I was never not going to be a monster. But
my mom's like 5'9 and all the guys on her side of family, like my grandpa is 6'4. Two of my uncles are like 6'5 and then my other uncle's like 6'8. And he's like 6'8", like huge, went to Syracuse on a football scholarship, like lineman, big. And then
my dad's whole side of the family. Yeah. Like I'm the, of my dad's, of like my cousins on my dad's side of the family, I'm the shortest one.
Yeah, I'm the shortest guy. My little cousin, who's like my only other like adult cousin, is like 4 inches taller than me. And that's, I blame
my cousin Rochelle is 6'2".
That's funny. My niece is almost as tall as me. I'm going to scream if she gets taller than me. I cannot be shorter than a 16-year-old girl.
You're 5'10"?
I'm like 5'10". I would say 5'11" because it makes me feel better. But we all know it's not true.
My brother should have been taller. He's like 6'2". Yeah. But he has type 1 diabetes.
Ooh, the good one.
The good one.
That is the good one. If you're going to have one, that's the one you want.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, the one that's irreversible.
The one that's irreversible, but not your fault. That's my thing where it's like the one that you can get rid of, but is your fault.
So who has that joke? It's like your fault diabetes and not your fault diabetes.
I think Patrick Schroeder, probably.
No.
No? Then I don't know.
Is it Michelle Wolf?
Oh, I don't know. I just immediately think any diabetic joke is Patrick Schroeder's.
Yeah. He had a really funny joke after the healthcare bill failed, the Republican healthcare bill failed.
I don't think I've seen it.
In honor of the healthcare bill failing, I'm gonna pour some insulin out for all. Oh yeah,
that's good. Yeah, because my mom has diabetes and it was like
type one,
but it was mom
juvenile onset.
A what?
So. When did she get it?
Oh, juvenile. Oh, no. I think like probably like 18, 19.
Okay.
Yeah. So my grandpa has adult onset.
Okay.
I thought you asked. Okay. Juvenile onset. Yeah. I thought you asked me if I had a nylon set and I was like, I don't know what that is. And I think you're asking me a question that I cannot answer. But no. So it was like I just grew up with my mom having like these big jars of insulin around the house and stuff. And I'm just like, yeah, well, here you go. Everything's great. Everything's super fun. And then now – like, it's just, like, the little pens you just stick in. Yeah. And I'm like, I could do this. And then I'm like, oh, they're so expensive. I can't even go to the dentist. Why would I think I could handle having diabetes? A thing I think of every day while drinking massive amounts of full sugar soda. every day.
You really have to stop that.
I can't. I've tried so many times. It's the only thing I do. That's not true, but...
You're like, it's my only vice.
Yeah, while I have 7 dating apps on my phone. It's great.
I was on Tinder for a week, and yeah. I couldn't hack it.
Oh, I'm on there.
The messages I got were horrifying.
Okay. I have not told anyone this, so this is a fun secret. Okay, so I've been on a bunch of dating sites on and off for forever.
Yeah.
I just got a relationship, blah, blah, blah. Who cares? I mean, I'm sure someone cares. But so I reactivated my OkCupid account, which is like no one cares about it. And the only – legitimately the only people I've messaged on there were an ex-girlfriend of mine that I saw. And we're like, oh, this is kind of funny. Ha, ha, ha. And then my best friend's roommate, who also we were like, this is kind of funny. And then I tried to log in recently, and I have been banned because of for some reason where it was like for some activity. And I was like, I literally do not message people on this. I don't know what happened. Maybe it's because like sometimes people will message me and I just won't respond because I'm just like, I don't even want to.
Maybe someone from... some administrator from OkCupid came across your profile and were like, we're going to do this for his own good.
Yeah, we got it. You know, for the women on the site and for his own. But it was like, I even went so far as to send them an email because it was like, if you have any questions, please contact us. And I was like, I very rarely message people. And when I do, I consider myself very respectful. And I want to know what happened. And then I haven't checked that email because it's like some email account I don't ever use. So yeah. I haven't checked. But it was just like blowing my mind. I was like, I've only messaged people I literally see in person. Why would it, what has been here? What happened here? And man, we sure are not talking about House of Cards anymore. Oh God, I revealed too much again. A fun
same
through line through everything I've ever done. Where I'm talking and I'm like, you shouldn't be saying this. And then I'm like, well, someone will probably like it. And then people are like, we're concerned. I'm like, yeah, that's true. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, let's see. Any other notes real quick? Let's see. Why am I supposed to like him? Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. Are they at politician church? Why isn't this Veep? Oh, the scene where the guy who got arrested for drunk driving, his girlfriend makes him say, I love you. That scene made me want to kill myself.
She also, that girl does like a weird thing with her face that's just like, I'm doing a,
yeah, yeah, like a weird scrunchy. Right now. That's, yeah.
It's like a little, she's doing a lot of, Zooey Deschanel, like, I'm quirky, but also yeah,
face acting.
Fuck a lot. I'm a congressional staffer.
I like 2 out of those.
And that's, you know, that's my thing. So.
That you fuck a lot in your congressional staffer, or just neither of those actually. neither of those. Frank plays video games.
Oh my God. Yeah. I mean, I have a real bone to pick with anybody who plays video games, but.
Okay. What kind of video games? Any of them?
I certainly don't like the first person shooter ones.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But also, it's like, it really bums me out to see fully grown men playing video games.
Okay.
Like, anything that is just, like, a real representation of, like, a commitment to not growing up makes me just so incredibly dry. Like,
yeah.
I
don't know, again, why we're friends. Literally, my entire life is like, I refuse to grow up. And everyone's like, just a little? And I'm like, no!
Yeah, basically like and I understand that this is like for a lot of you, this is a community of like-minded people, but at open mics,
I'm not a video game guy though.
I know, but at open mics, and I know you are a wrestling guy.
Uh-huh.
And all like, right. Almost all of my friends are. All
right. Let's get in here. You can't tell, but I am cracking my knuckles at Julia. Like, yeah, I'm a wrestling guy. I immediately get defensive.
No, you know
and
what
of it?
I don't, honestly, I've like become so, because all my, basically all my male friends are really into wrestling. So I like don't really care. But I just really hate when someone does a bit at an open mic that is about, it's like wrestling inside baseball.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just like, and the assumption is that we all know and like it. And like, somebody did a bit where they just started off being like, you guys know this wrestler's name? It's like, and not one of them who is, you know, more fit, like clearly an obscure wrestler. Yeah. And a bunch of people are like, yeah. And I very loudly was like, no.
No, I mean, I feel that way about any joke where it's like, you have to make it.
I don't like when people do bits about comic books.
Don't get it. Never get them. Most TV show bits, don't get it. Anytime anyone, there was a real influx of Westworld jokes earlier this year.
Oh my God. And
I was like, I got nothing for you on this one. Never seen it. I know it's about robots and that's it.
Tom Takar is the only one who has, he has a really good Stranger Things bit.
Yeah.
And that was enough of, Westworld is like sci-fi, but like Stranger Things is human enough that it's that's okay.
Yeah.
But don't try to like impose your worldview. Yeah.
I mean, literally all comedy is imposing your worldview on people.
I know. I just hate that worldview.
Okay. Well, that makes more sense. Imagine.
I'm always trying to impose my worldview every day of my life.
Julia held my head into a toilet until I registered to vote.
It's true. I don't regret it. Man. I'll do it again.
I put a fake name. Some other guy named Mark is now registered to vote.
I'm going to call out Connor Delahanty and say that he does not vote.
All right.
And he's a...
Only him. No one else.
No one else. He's the only one of my friends who I know does not vote.
Yeah.
He just thinks it's stupid.
Yeah.
And I want to shame him. So, Connor... Register to vote, you piece of shit.
Connor, I think you're very strong and handsome and funny.
Very handsome.
She didn't say strong or funny, but I think all of them. So,
handsome man who doesn't vote.
Yeah.
And what a useless thing in the world.
I think maybe the best kind of man. I like how we were in the beginning, we were like, every politician is a psychopath. And then you're like, but you must vote. Pick your favorite psychopath.
I love it. This is what I believe.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, these are people who are not, just nuts. But they run the country.
Yeah.
Pick your favorite.
I think it's all, this could be a complete other podcast where we argue about politics and why I think it's all horseshit. But I'm not, I don't
know. Give me a Senator Chris Murphy any day of the week, literally at his town hall, literally rolling his sleeves up. I was coming for like 2 hours.
I wish I knew who this man was. I got nothing.
Chris Murphy of Connecticut, what up? You up?
Listen, if any senator listens to this, you should be fired. If you listen to my podcast and you work in the government, you should be jailed immediately. I'm calling the cops. I'm calling the senator cops. The cops who control the Senate. Okay, cool. I think that's enough on this show. I hated it so much. Anyone who watches it is a bad person.
True.
It's bad. Julia is bad. Do you have anything else you wanted to add about the show before, or do we go over everything?
No, I think we went over most
Perfect.
Of it.
All right. You know what time it is on a podcast. You've listened to podcasts before. It's time to plug. Plug your things.
Okay. You can follow me on Twitter at @OJuliaTweets, @OHJuliaTweets. Instagram at @JuliaClairgrams.
You gotta consolidate these.
Yeah, I don't know. I do all my best work on Twitter, so that's pretty much where you can find. I do all of my worst work on stage.
Yes. And you find me everywhere at Micah Brucey. I'm the only one. We have an email for this show for no reason. If you want to send an email, it's tvcasualtypod@gmail.com. Tell me I talk too much. Say, hey, Mike, maybe let the guests talk. And I say, start your own podcast if that's what you want. This is my podcast where I'll talk about me and maybe House of Cards. all right, cool. Good night. Thank you so much for listening. Bye.
Bye.
I got to stop kissing.